Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and right now we're visiting with author Maria Ciampi, and she wrote a book called Kris Kringle, The Musical. And this is, Maria, what you call a read-aloud movie. I've never heard of that. Explain what that is.
Well, Kris Kringle is a new type of story. It's a read-aloud movie for kids young and old. It's written in script form. What I want to do is, I've been a longtime teacher and professor. I realize that children don't learn to read that well. I even realized when I taught in law school that a lot of law students didn't read that well. So I thought to myself, what would be a great way to get kids to learn to read? And I thought they love movies, they love to act, and they can participate in the story. And the great thing, too, is that they can learn more about reading at home because they can read with their family. And the family can reinforce what they're doing in school. A lot of kids, the only time they do read is in school, but I wanted something that people could bring home, kids could bring home and participate in with their families to reinforce the reading in school.
So basically the story is in movie script form, and you have the kids read it out loud in the classroom or either at home.
Right. And it's interesting because I have toured at Barnes & Noble in New York, and I've also been asked to go to different schools. And when I say to the kids, would you like to participate in a movie? They say, sure. And I said, let's read one together. And I would say two-thirds of the students stand up and say, can we do it?
So that way they can read aloud with their classmates who take on the various roles, or if they go home, they can read with family members. And it makes it more fun, doesn't it?
It makes it more fun, and they really get into it. And the great thing is that there are different levels. We know in a movie there are minor characters, major characters, so the kids who are more reluctant readers and who are a little shyer, they'll take the more minor parts. And then we hope that they'll move up to maybe next Christmas, they'll move up to a more major part, and as they get more comfortable. Also, the great thing is that if families do this together, suppose you have children of various ages, some of whom don't read. So for the first Christmas, they're not reading yet. They're too young. They could do, there are a lot of pratfalls that the little ones can do. And then next year, when they can read a little more, they can read a minor part, and then they can move up to the major parts.
Well, let's talk about the book itself and the plot. Romance in the North Pole. When we think of Santa Claus or Kris Kringle and his wife, we don't think about romance. But you evidently did. Tell me about the romance.
Well, it's funny. There are two levels of romance. They are Santa and Mrs. Claus. We see them as three-dimensional people, not like what we usually see them. Usually in a show, Mrs. Claus doesn't even have any character whatsoever. And Santa's very plastic. He has a very, very basic character. But what I wanted to do is create a story where there was real love between two people, Santa and Mrs. Claus as an older couple, fighting about her wanting him to retire, and he wants to stay at the top of the world where he is and has been. But we also added a second love story, and that's between Kris Kringle and their adopted daughter, Evelyn Claus. So there's something for a love story for the older generation and a love story for the younger generation.
And it's not just a read-aloud story, it's a musical version. You're really taking this far, aren't you?
Right. Well, we did the read-aloud movie book. And I toured at Barnes & Noble and at schools, and I also attended the school librarians convention in Charlotte. And the one question I was asked was, do you have a musical version that we can bring back to our schools? So I said, that's a great idea, but I can't do that. I'm a lawyer, I can do that. I'm a writer, I could do that. But the
no music.
Musical, I can't do. So I actually had a mutual friend who knew us, a songwriter, who actually wrote for the TV show Barney. And so she put me in contact with him, and we have developed musical.
What type of songs? Are they songs for adults, songs for kids, or can both enjoy?
They are both. We have two beautiful love songs between Mrs. Claus and Santa, and we have another beautiful, and that's called From the Top of the World, and we have another beautiful song between Kris and Evelyn, which is called Your Love Rules. We also have other beautiful songs. There's one song that is actually at BEA, some people have cried. It's called My North Star. And it is absolutely, it's a beautiful song of Evelyn Claus singing to her mother who has died and asking her for guidance. She says, Mom, you're my North Star. Can you help me out? This guy, Kris Kringle, is disrupting my universe, and I don't know what to do with it. And it's a beautiful love song to her mom.
Are you still a practicing lawyer?
I still practice law. Every day.
And you've written in law, I assume.
Yes. I have written numerous articles, but I'm also the author of two legal textbooks. One of my textbooks has been used at Harvard Law School.
How different writing the law stuff versus a musical version of a read-aloud book that has to do with Kris Kringle and Mrs. Claus?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because the skills of focus and concentration that you use as a lawyer were excellent for me in writing a fiction story. Also, when you write something in the law, you have to make sure every word makes sense and is correct. And so when you write fiction, you have to make sure that there's not a kink, there's not 1 second that's not believable. If you go to a movie and you have 1 second where you say, that character said something that doesn't make sense, you might not say it consciously to yourself, but you say it unconsciously. And it ruins the movie a little for you. And that's like in the law, I have to be very careful. So I really just carried that over to the fiction writing.
Once again, the book is called Kris Kringle and Kris Kringle the Musical. And the author is Maria Ciampi. Maria, a lot of good luck, and I hope you do well with it.
Thank you very much.